On December 20th, U.S. District Court Judge Robert Shelby issued a ruling striking down the ban on same-sex marriage in Utah's constitution. Jones said it was a development he did not see coming.
We immediately, talked together, our staff, and we said, we'll read the law and we'll follow the law.
While he made his decision on how to react, he said he was aware other counties and their clerks were taking different positions.
Basically, I think what we were instructed to do was consult with our county attorneys, and then the decision was ours to make. And so I think, there were various county clerks and various county attorneys that, had different readings or different interpretations, and that's fine. I didn't really take that into account when I made my decision. I got the decision just like anybody else, read through it, and I asked for an opinion from David Bricky, and he gave me an opinion. He gave me his opinion with a couple of options, so he made it clear to me that it was my choice, and I made the choice.
He said it was no different than other cases where the clerks have to comply with changes in a law.
Two or three years ago, you could show up to vote, and all you had to do is state your name, and you got a ballot, and you signed in and got a ballot. So then they changed and said that you have to have photo ID, and so now everybody has to produce photo ID or some other form of proof of residency.
While the state of Utah has asked the Supreme Court to stay Judge Shelby's ruling, Jones said his policy now is the same as it was on the 23rd of December. Jones said, generally speaking, the same-sex licenses from his office were more for female couples than male. It looks like, for the most part, the couples went through marriage ceremonies soon after, but technically couples have 30 days to do that after a license is issued to them. Jones said in all cases, the paperwork for a marriage comes back to his office.
The marriage licenses come in two parts. There's a certificate that the couples are able to keep themselves, but it has no legal value or it's not a legal document. The marriage license itself has the signature of the officiant, the couple's signature, and witnesses. And when the ceremony takes place and all those signatures are put on the license, then the license comes back to our office. We make certified copies and send back to the couple. And then the licenses are kept here. The original license is always kept here in our office.
Summit County Clerk Kent Jones. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.